It's not too long now before Americans go to the polls, and technology is playing a big part in helping people make their choice. A new technology that's here this election is TellMe. To talk in general about TellMe, and specifically about what's happening for Election 2000, I'm joined by Jed Streamel of TellMe.
Well, Jed, we've reviewed TellMe on a couple of occasions now as the service has continued to grow, but for those who haven't heard those programs, give us a little bit of intro and tell us what TellMe is.
Sure. TellMe is the first online service for any telephone. The power of the internet has been out with us for several years now, but TellMe is the first online experience, I suppose, that you can access just by dialing an 800 number. In the United States, it's 1-800-555-TELL, and once you call the number, you're connected essentially to a voice recognition system that understands keywords. So you could say things like sports or stocks or election, and then you would instantly be contacted with information over the internet. So since it's all coming over the internet, you can get things in real time. So I could say stocks, and essentially, you know, considering that there are 20-minute delays on the internet for getting your stocks off Yahoo, it would be the same sort of thing on TellMe. So you could essentially take all the power of the internet and bring it to the phone with one very simple, easy to use, and actually a fun solution.
One of the things with voice recognition in the past has been that the technology, while under development, required you to spend quite some time with the technology before you could really reliably expect it to do what it was you were saying. TellMe's voice recognition is very accurate considering all of the different accents and voices that it has to recognize. That must be revolutionary in itself, really.
We think so. Speech recognition is an imperfect technology. It'll never be 100%. But I think we've finally gotten it to a level where it's convenient to use. That, my mother, for example, she somewhat uses the internet, but it's a little difficult for her to find the right ASP, to install it correctly, to, download things and to even understand what is a URL. But my mom, she perfectly understands how to dial an 800 number and just say weather to find out what the weather is today. Now, the way that we're able to understand various types of speakers is essentially because it's all through an 800 number, it all goes to one location. So we can take the software that we have, and essentially we can tune it dynamically for whoever calls. So you can call and you could be from New Zealand, you could be from southern Georgia, and we'll be able to understand everyone just about the same.
Yeah, it doesn't do too badly with the New Zealand accent, I have to say. And the other interesting thing is that because you have programs out there that do offer free calls to the US, such as MSN Messenger, and I think even the Yahoo one does it now, and a few others, you can actually, via your PC, make a free call to TellMe from pretty much anywhere in the world.
That's terrific. I don't have the privilege, I suppose, to use those services as much as maybe I would if I were in New Zealand, but my understanding is that they use voice over IP technology to keep those costs down. And that's definitely a technology that we're beginning to incorporate in our service, so that it'll be even easier to use TellMe with voice over IP in the future. I mean, right now when you're making international phone calls, it's, you've tried it. It's not, the best phone connection. So sometimes that hurts the voice recognition, but at least voice over IP is starting to come along. And I think one day it will be something that will be very easy to use. And in fact, you'll not only be able to use TellMe from any telephone, but perhaps from any computer as well.
Who's your target market? Do you have a profile in mind of the typical TellMe user?
Absolutely. We're not like one of those companies that goes out there and says, well, we only want the mobile professional or, maybe the working mothers or soccer moms or whoever. I think what we've tried to do is design TellMe so that it would be convenient and easy to use for anybody with a telephone. So, the types of services that we started with, and it's important to keep in mind that TellMe is, a very young company. I mean, we're just starting to get out there. The type of services that we started with are the very basic ones, the ones that we thought that people would need, the most every day. And since our goal was to build essentially what we would call the everyday web, something that you could use reliably for your daily needs, that's what we started with. Now, over time, I think what you'll see is something similar to Yahoo's development. When Yahoo started out, it went out and met the most basic need of web servers. It, helped them search for relevant information. And then it began to grow. Added stock quotes, it added an address book, it added email, And those things eventually became, you know, just as valuable as its original search function. So I think you'll see something quite similar for Tell Me, that, you know, we're starting out and we're building some basic services that people can use every day, but because it's all over the internet, you could see all sorts of different applications popping up. And our Tell Me Studio platform allows them to do that quickly and easily. So you could see, you know, people in the automotive racing industry putting up a special application for them that someone could access on the telephone. Or you could see someone putting up schedules for town hall meetings for the blind community. You could see them putting up simple schedules on the telephone. And we don't know what will happen in the voice web. We provide a platform that allows those applications to grow so that eventually there's a whole network of applications, and pretty soon your whole phone it's a different experience than what you've ever had before. It's revenge of the phone. The phone comes back and basically brings the internet to anyone with a telephone.
Well, this may be putting you on the spot a little, but one of the factors that ACB Radio was always conscious of is the socioeconomic status of many blind people, which means that they're unable to afford technology to get them on the web and listen to programs like this. Has Tell Me considered the interface issues between its service and streaming media, for instance?
We, in our service today, we enable streaming media. So there is a news provider, for example, that we work with. Its name is On24. And it makes streaming media news reports available on the web. And so if I was on Yahoo's homepage, I could click on a button and hear the reports. Well, let's say you're talking about financial reports for a company. Well, Tell Me, actually, using its technology, can take the same streaming audio reports and put them all on the phone. So if I went to Tell Me StockQuotes and I said AOL, and then I said company news, then essentially I could hear the same streaming audio that's made available on the web. And that's incredibly compelling for companies like On24 because they've already built their businesses around the web. So for them, it's not very difficult to just say, okay, now I want it on Tell Me. They flip a switch and all of a sudden the same content, the same resources that have been thrown into the growth of the internet are now available to anyone with a telephone.
And how do you make money from this? What's the business model that you're working with?
Well, I think typically the first question that people ask me about, you know, Tell Me's business model and, you know, particularly in today's markets, that seems to be a question that's coming up more and more recently, is, you know, how can you offer all these services for free? I mean, this is an 800 call. How come I don't have to pay anything for this? Well, I typically have two responses to that. First of all, I mean, our business is not necessarily about just having a consumer portal. As I mentioned before, we're out there helping other people build great applications. So someone like a wireless carrier may want to do their email or traffic information or something like that, and they'll actually need to do that quickly and easily, and they'll want to use their existing e-commerce infrastructure. So with Tell Me, we'll help them get on the phone. And for that, we engage in like a business relationship so that Tell Me is more of sort of an application like enabler. We enable other businesses to get on the phone just as much as we have this consumer portal. So that's essentially how my business stays around in the long term. But, you know, if you take a look at sort of the telecom industry statistics, which, you know, unless you're in this business, you probably don't do a lot of. But if you do look at those statistics, you'll see that the cost of long distance calls is dropping dramatically. And you'll see that actually a lot of people are placing big bets on the fact that cost will actually drop to zero in the next couple years. So, you know, offering a free call now is a great service, and it gets people involved, and it gives them something that's incredibly useful. And I think in the long term, we're on the right side of the cost curve in terms of being able to continuing to provide these services to the blind community and everyone else.
Now, let's talk specifically about what attracted us to have a chat to you in particular today, and this is the fact that the election is coming up, only a couple of weeks to go now, and people are finally starting to give it a bit of attention, I think. And Tell Me has an interesting range of services to offer in that area.
Absolutely, and this is something that's brand new and has never been done before and requires some explanation. This is something I'm personally very, very excited about. You know, I spent a lot of time talking with reporters at the actual presidential debate that was televised in Boston. And a lot of people mentioned, you know, the 1960 debate between Richard Nixon and what became President Kennedy. And they said that, you know, that was one of the first, you know, major televised debates. And, you know, quite frankly, the candidates didn't necessarily know what to expect from television. And it was a whole new technology. They've been used to the whistle-stop tours. And, you know, there was an argument to be made that because Richard Nixon showed up and he hadn't slept as much and he didn't put on makeup and he, you know, had a beard, that he didn't look as good on television, and that, you know, hurt his ability to, you know, win that election. Well, now the year, in the year 2000, Telme has finally brought, you know, audio and speech technology to the internet. And all of a sudden, the internet is in the campaign. It's not only for everyone, you know, with the telephone, but now the blind community can essentially take a very active role in going out there and finding out what these candidates actually believe. And so it's a whole new technology that when we first presented to them, they didn't quite understand how it fits in to, like, their race. But it is essentially something that takes the internet away from, you know, a somewhat significant role in the elections to essentially something that affects everyone right away if they just pick up a phone and dial 1-800-555-TEL. So we met with the candidates. I got to meet personally with George Bush in Los Angeles, and we believe Al Gore recorded his statements in Sarasota, Florida. And, you know, they sat down and they recorded statements on all the major issues. So you had Social Security, you had national defense, you had even contentious issues like abortion. They sat down and they recorded their positions on those issues. And so when you call 1-800-555-TEL, you can actually just say an issue. You can say education or taxes. And the candidates will debate for you right there on the telephone. And that's something that's just never been done before. And, you know, there have been a few sort of speckled efforts to do that on the internet, but this is the first time that it's ever been done in sort of an audio and speech manner. And it's the first time that basically anyone, anytime, anywhere could get access to it.
Perhaps one of the interesting things about this whole model, of course, is that you hear the candidates' delivery styles as well, which can also make a big difference than simply reading text off a screen that has been prepared by a spin doctor.
Yep, absolutely. And it's, you know, when as part of our business, we're out there talking to many different types of websites that would like to bring their websites to the telephone. And one thing that we say to them is that, you know, when you have a website, it's great to have text, but it's just information. You know, when you put things on the phone and you have audio, now you're talking about a rich experience, you know, something that can really sort of grab you and, like, give you feelings and, like, you know, something that's just fun to use. So, you know, the same analogy applies to elections. You know, you can tell a lot about a candidate, you know, not only about what the substance of what they say, but also just how they say it. And now here's a situation where you can go and you can hear directly, you know, what they think about particular issues, and in a way it almost feels like you're having a conversation directly with the presidential candidates.
Do you know roughly how many minutes of audio per candidate you have on there?
We have exactly 9 issue statements. Each statement is between 45 and 60 seconds each, and 8 of the statements are just top issues. We just chose the issues simply by looking at the most recent Gallup poll and figuring out what people said they thought were the most important issues, and we asked the candidates to talk about those. And then the 9th clip is simply just a general statement about why they feel they should be the next president of the United States.
What kind of accesses are you getting to this information? Is it proving popular?
Absolutely. Actually, it surprised us a little bit how popular it's been. We tend to see some spikes in traffic after the debate. And I'm not sure, you know, after the televised debates, if that's, you know, why people are interested in maybe they're going to check for consistent positions and whatnot. And I think that my guess is that you'll see some of the bigger spikes in traffic come in just the days leading up to Election Day. And I think that because I think most people I know, at least, you know, I love watching the presidential candidates talk about these issues, but I think most people typically, you know, they're focused on other things. You know, they're focused on their daily life. But when election time comes around, then they'll start to feel that civic duty and want to get involved. So I think that in the couple days before the election, you'll see people, like, you know, feel this urgency. You know, like, when I cast my vote, I really got to know what I'm talking about. And I can see them calling Telme to actually find out quickly and easily, like, what these candidates actually feel on the major issues. And that's the beauty of sort of bringing the internet to the phone. Because unlike the television debates where you have to have basically 90 minutes in 3 set times throughout October, now, all of a sudden, you can have the presidential candidates on your schedule. You can basically ask them what issue you want to hear about, when you want to hear about it, and if it so happens that you're just cramming the day before Election Day, and you need that information, you can go out there and get it. And that's the beauty of sort of bringing the internet to the telephone.
Now, there are other candidates running for president, of course. What about them? Have you been able to include them this year?
We haven't. And what we did is we thought about that. We thought about it long and hard. And I think the decision that we reached is we said, well, you know, Tell Me is all about bringing, you know, people what they need to hear or what they want to hear. And there were some people who certainly wanted to hear about third-party candidates. However, we thought that most people would want to hear only from the candidates that had a realistic chance of actually winning the election. So, you know, because it's very expensive for us to develop this and because we felt that the most relevant content for the most relevant people were these two presidential candidates, that's ultimately what we decided on. It was a hard choice, but I think we had to make it.
You don't think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though? I mean, because so many media outlets keep saying that these other candidates don't have a realistic chance, they give them less publicity, and therefore it comes true.
I suppose so. You know, it's hard for me to say. I don't have any broad commentary on how the media impacts, like, the third-party races. You know, what Tell Me tries to do is not necessarily pick the content, but merely sort of enable others on the phone. So I think in the years ahead, you know, as Tell Me expands the number of services, I think the same thing would be true for politics. Like, we would simply be in a much bigger position as a bigger company to enable anyone, you know, to put their political content up on the telephone. So you might see in the next election, for example, you might see, you know, a George Bush or an Al Gore or a Nader or Buchanan have their own phone numbers powered by Tell Me. So, you know, I think as a small company, like, we're in the business of helping them do that. So certainly in the long run, I think that's our intention.
Now, is there a key word that you have to say to get into this election section once you dial in to Tell Me?
Yes. It's recently changed. The reason it recently changed is because we also offered another service where, you know, people could call to Tell Me, call 1-800-555-TELL. They could say keyword election, and they would be brought into the election channel. And once in the channel, you know, previously they had two choices. They could either listen to the candidate speak in the Tell Me debate, or they could also actually vote on topics that they wanted to hear in the televised presidential debate. So that vote was tallied up and was given to Jim Lehrer, where, you know, supposedly that influenced his decision about what questions to ask. Now, I think that recently changed following the Tuesday debate. Now we just offer the Tell Me debate because obviously the television debates are over. But I think all that you have to do is call 1-800-555-TELL and say election, and then the computer will basically, in a very pleasing voice, direct you how to say and what to say if you just remember to call 1-800-555-TELL and say election. If you like, we can give it a try and we can find out.
Well, let's do that by all means.
Okay. What I need to do is I need to conference in Tell Me, so I'll hit conference on my telephone and then dial the phone number. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Jonathan?
Yep, we're here.
Just one reminder.
Yep.
This is a speech recognition
okay.
internet service.
So I'll be quiet.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hi there, you're connected to Tell Me. If you're new here, say Tell Me More.
Election.
Tell Me Election.
When you're done here, say Tell Me Menu.
Tell Me is proud to offer this free public service. You can listen to the presidential candidates state their positions on various political topics. Here are the topics you can choose from. When you hear the one you want, just say it. The economy. Education, health care, Social Security, taxes.
Taxes.
Taxes. Say stop to interrupt. First, here's George W. Bush on taxes.
Americans today pay more in taxes than they do in housing, clothing, and food costs combined. The federal government is overcharging our citizens, resulting in a $4.6 trillion surplus. Some say this means Washington has more money to spend. They've got it backwards. Because the surplus is not the government's money. It's the people's money. My plan is to take half the surplus and use it to save and strengthen Social Security and pay down debt. I will spend about a quarter of the surplus to improve schools and rebuild the military and add prescription drug benefits to Medicare. And I believe a little more in the force should go back to the people who pay the bills. We must lower rates for every taxpayer. We must end the death tax. We must do something about the marriage penalty. On principle, those with the lowest income should receive the greatest percentage of reduction, so I will lower the bottom rate from 15% to 10% and double the child tax credit.
Now here's Al Gore on taxes.
This is a unique opportunity for our country. We're at a mountaintop moment. We have tremendous economic prosperity. We know how to solve the problems that are facing us, most of them. But we have to make some tough decisions. For example, is it really that important to take all of this surplus that we've built up and give it all away in the form of a risky tax scheme that goes mostly to those at the top? I think the way to make the most of this opportunity is to have affordable, targeted tax cuts to the people who really need them, to be used for middle-income families, for use in paying college tuition, cleaning up the environment, expanding access to health care, and improving our communities.
Say the name of another topic.
Education.
Education. Say stop to interrupt. First, here's Al Gore on education.
I'm for introducing new ideas across the board to have not just gradual improvements, but really shake things up and have revolutionary advances in our public schools.
Say
the economy.
Economy. Say stop to interrupt. First, here's George W. Bush on the economy.
America's economy is strong and growing, but our current prosperity is not the result of hard work and creativity of the federal government. It is the result of hard work and creativity of the American people. Government doesn't create wealth.
Stop.
Wealth is created by the...
Tell me menu.
Tell me menu. Tell me is a...
So, Jonathan, I'm interrupting Tell Me Now. You probably won't understand what I'm saying, but I'm going to try a few other channels if that's okay.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't get that. Please say one of our keywords.
Stock quotes.
Tell me stock quotes. When you're done here, say Tell Me Menu. Say a company name, or type a ticker symbol followed by pound.
America Online.
America Online, down 1 and 1564 to 45 and 4364.
There's news related to this company. Say company news to find out more.
Company news.
What else should I do?
I found two stories on
America Online.
You can interrupt at any time by saying next or previous. Say stop to exit company news.
This is On 24 with an individual investor opening bell market report for Thursday, October 19th. The market appears poised for a rebound this morning. S&P futures are indicated sharply higher, as are the Dow and the Nasdaq.
Next story.
America Online reported first quarter earnings of 14 cents per share after the market closed Wednesday.
Tell Me Menu. The legend of the infamous Blair Witch lives on in the Black Hills of Burkittsville, Maryland. Say, tell me more. Here are all the keywords you can say. When you hear the keyword you want, just say it. Restaurants, movies, taxi, driving directions, travel, stock quotes, sports, news, election, traffic.
Taxi.
Tell me taxi.
When you're done here, say tell me menu.
Need a ride? I'll help you get a taxi. Looks like you're in
Mountain View, California.
If not, say a city and state or enter a zip code now.
Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Miami, Florida.
If that's not correct, say, go back. Okay, hang on while I connect you to Best Yellow Taxi Service. If that's not the company you want, say stop. Connecting. To return to Tell Me at any time during the call, press star star.
So, Jonathan, we're actually connecting to a taxi company in Miami.
Yes.
I know Tommy's based in Mountain View, but let's see if they'll give us a quote anyway.
Okay. That'd be a big fare.
What's that?
That'd be a big fare from where you are to where they are.
Well, we'll see.
I'm sorry, there's no answer. Let's try the next company in the list. Hang on while I connect you to Yellow Cab. If that's not the company you want, say stop. Connecting. To return to Tell Me at any time during the call, press star star.
Good afternoon, taxi.
Yeah, hi.
Un momento, por favor.
Sure.
One moment, please.
So, Jonathan, we're being put on hold here.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
But as soon as they pick up, hello? Hello?
You're back in Tell Me Taxi. If you want to connect to another cab company, say connect me.
Goodbye.
I heard you say goodbye. If you don't mean to hang up, say go back. Otherwise, thanks for connecting. Goodbye.
So, Jonathan.
That's great. You know, I only used that last a couple of weeks ago, and you've already got a number of new keywords in there, so there's considerable growth going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of, I don't know if you just saw what just happened there, but it turns out that because we're only out there enabling other businesses, that we can't be responsible if the cab company is not going to answer their phone.
Yeah.
And we also can't be responsible if they accidentally hang up on us, because what happened with that second cab company is that they answered the phone, put us on hold, and I think accidentally hung up. That's why we went back to Tell Me.
Oh, they lost a big fare, too. They really
did. Well, we never got a chance to ask them, unfortunately. but something that, you know, we recently, you know, we pay a lot of attention to people who call in and tell us, you know, how to make Tell Me better. And we recently got a very kind letter, I suppose, from a mother who was visiting her son at college and needed to take him out for his birthday and was going to surprise him and couldn't ask him what were the local restaurants. So she actually used Tell Me, according to her letter, to find a local restaurant and listen to a review from Zagat and then actually decided upon the best place to take her son based on that. So it was great because for people like that, you can be anywhere in the United States and hopefully, you know, eventually worldwide. You can search for a restaurant. You can, like, hear if it's any good. You can connect to it, make a reservation, and then after they hang up, it'll bring you back in to Tell Me where maybe you can get driving directions to it. So this is really just the beginning of a revolution, really. I mean, we are taking all the power of the Internet and essentially bringing anyone to anyone with a telephone who can just use simple keywords. And we hope that's just about everybody.
Do you have any immediate plans to make the service available in other countries or through some sort of, I don't know whether international 800 numbers exist yet, but so that it's easier for people outside the U.S. to access?
It's absolutely our intention. I mean, Tell Me will be the software for the phone network worldwide, and it's just a matter of focus and priorities at this point. We've got to start small, and we've got to make it work really well, because we don't want to try to do too much at once and not do it well. So you can expect Tell Me to grow in the number of services in the United States and also to expand internationally as well. It's just a matter of time.
Of course, the one, perhaps the two communities I can immediately think of who can't use Tell Me are the deaf community and those with significant speech impairments. Is it just your view that it's a service that's simply going to have to be inaccessible to that group?
I don't think so. You know, it's hard to say as a young company what your future portends. However, I think that there is a general sort of awareness that the wireless internet is coming. And for us, we decided, well, you know, we can only focus on a few things to start with. So let's focus on the one thing that most people can use, and that's just like any telephone anywhere. And, you know, years from now, as the wireless internet becomes more real, you can expect Tell Me to offer a number of other different types of services. You know, it's simply about going out there with the most compelling solution to the most number of people first. And using that essentially to sort of work your way into other areas so that you provide something that's meaningful for everybody.
Now, this service is obviously causing considerable excitement among the blind community for obvious reasons. Most of us have a telephone and most of us find it difficult to access printed information. How conscious are you of the blind audience that you have out there in terms of the services that you might be looking at developing in the future or have already brought online?
Well, I think personally the blind community is a tremendous ally for TELMI in its sort of quest to make better and better services moving forward. I mean, you know, my understanding is that the blind have the best ears in town and that they are just much more able to tell us, you know, how is the service working. So when we get comments and feedback, you know, we take them all very seriously. We have an entire team of people that actually sit down and, you know, read every letter and respond to them personally. So when we receive communication from the blind community, and this is a community that we pay special attention to because they understand audio technology better than anyone else. And so we see them as a tremendous ally in understanding how we can make our service better and better. And of course, like, it's a tremendous advantage for TELMI to go out there and offer essentially what is sort of a mainstream product, you know, something that everybody can use, and it's just fortunate that the blind community happens to disproportionately benefit from that service. So it's tremendously exciting, and for me personally, I've long been involved with the blind community, to be working at a business that's mainstream, that everybody uses, and yet at the same time, like, you know, the blind community can use even more. So, you know, I hope that if there are any blind listeners out there, that they will definitely let us know how to make this service better. Because we spend a lot of money and a lot of people work on this. We, you know, bring in people, you know, hundreds of people off the streets from Silicon Valley. And, you know, everyday people. And we sit them in a room and we ask them to use TELMI and we watch their facial expressions and we see what they do. And, you know, we ask their permission to watch them, of course. But we learn from that and we constantly are making the system better. Just new iterations of, like, applications. And if anyone in the blind community is listening out there, if they would just let us know how to make this thing better, that's exactly the type of thing we want to hear.
Well, when I mentioned on the ACB listserv that I'd be speaking with you, someone came back and said, wouldn't it be great if TELMI could have walking directions to all the destinations that you can find out about, as well as driving directions?
That's a great idea. And sort of the beauty about our service is that a lot of the things that people in mainstream America are, like, asking for are the same things that the blind community are asking for. So, for example, one of the services that, you know, we hope to roll out in the future is something like a store locator. And, you know, when we're out there, we're going to look for, like, the biggest companies that need a store locator. So we might go to, like, a large, like, fast food chain or a coffee shop and ask, hey, you guys, you know, someone can use, like, the telephone to find your store quickly and easily and get directions to it. Well, if you're in a city, for example, like, driving directions don't help you so much. People want walking directions. And so these are things that we're developing anyway. So a lot of the things that I think that you'll find the blind community are asking for are also things that other people are asking for. I mean, so long as the technology is all about audio and speech recognition, I think that you'll find that there's a lot of agreement on that. And it's just simply a matter of time for us to develop those services.
Is it quite a costly business to form a liaison with TELMI? I mean, if a non-profit blindness organization were to look at setting up a voice portal using the TELMI technology, are we talking major dollars?
Well, you know, TELMI at the end of the day has to make some money, but you'll also find that across the United States at least that, you know, a considerable number of businesses spend money today on 800 services. So, you know, TELMI offers its service through an 800 number. It simply makes it more powerful. So, you know, to the extent that a business or a nonprofit organization could, you know, afford an 800 number or afford some sort of voice solution and that made sense for them, then absolutely, then TELMI should be an option as well.
You mentioned TELMI Studio very briefly before. Does one have to be quite accomplished in a particular type of programming language to really make sense of TELMI Studio?
Yes and no. You know, I would suspect that you're fairly familiar with HTML, particularly if your listeners are listening on the web. And HTML is the very basic software that powers the web, and it's a derivative of XML. And essentially what TELMI uses is another standard language that is specifically tailored to the voice web. And this is a standard language that's used by a lot of the big companies like Motorola, AT&T, IBM, and a number of others. You know, all the companies that want to compete with TELMI, they use this language as well. So to the extent that someone, you know, can easily program HTML, they can just as easily program VXML. It looks and talks and smells just about the same. So it's fairly easy to do it, but I think that it's not something that you could just sort of like draw on a napkin and have work. You would have to actually sit down and write the tax for that. Now, through Tell Me Studio, we make that easy because we have an entirely web-based solution that gives you all sorts of great documentation and gives you sort of like a free way to like try out applications. So someone who wanted to just give it a try could go to the Tell Me Studio, which is studio.tellme.com, and sign in, get a password, and essentially they would have a working application immediately. And they could play with it and tinker with it just to see how easy it was for them. So I would think that for me and for most people I know, it's pretty easy. But if you're unsure, might as well just go and give it a try. It's a free service.
And if you do that and you get an application that's really quite cool up and running, what happens to it? Does it go on the Tell Me system or what happens?
Well, one thing that's really exciting, but we haven't publicized to a great deal yet, is that people who are working on Tell Me Studio, they're developing great applications. And some of them are incredibly useful. Like I think one gentleman has developed a hotline for his soccer coaching business where he can now tell all the parents, you know, to call my application, and essentially you can find out if a soccer class is rained out that day or whatnot. Well, you know, people like him are building tremendous applications. They want to make them available. They want to know how. They ask us how. And so what we've done is we've created what's the Tell Me Extensions program. So a user can call 1-800-555-TELL, say extensions, and if they know the extension, like say my friend who runs a soccer business has, you know, a 5-digit extension 12345, they could just type in that number or say that number and be connected to it. And as a service to those developers who are building the early applications, we make that available to them for free. So, you know, if your nonprofit were to make that application, they could run it through the Tell Me Consumer Service and run it through Tell Me Extensions, if that was the best, easiest way for them to get off the ground.
Well, that's fascinating. So Tell Me is obviously going ahead in leaps and bounds, and I guess, how do you feel? There seem to have been a few, I don't know whether copycat companies is the best way to describe them, but you have a bit of competition out there now.
Absolutely. There are a lot of sort of young startups, I think, that are trying to compete with Tell Me, and you know, we welcome competition to the market. You know, we have people here who are both from Netscape and Microsoft. In fact, some of the founders of the company used to testify against each other in the antitrust trial. They've, of course, put those differences aside and decided to form Tell Me because they thought it was an amazing opportunity. But we're no strangers to competition, and you know, we've learned a lot from those experiences, and we definitely feel that we're way out in front of our competition at this point and are very confident for our future.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for spending so much time with us and particularly speaking about the election information, which will hopefully help those in the U.S. to cast their votes wisely and in an informed way. And we'll look forward to keeping in touch as Tell Me continues to grow.
It's absolutely been my pleasure.